The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
She's got a little bit of a Judy thing going on, don't you think?
Yeah. You look hot.
I do. All right. The wink. That was my idea.
Well?
I was the first person in television to look directly into the camera. I was the first matinee idol in television. I was the one who had the idea of putting the candelabra up on the piano. You know, I saw an old Merle Oberon movie when I got the idea from about Chopin. What was the name of that? A Song to Remember.
Really? That's like your trademark.
I know. Who knew?
Wow. So really, no matter what you did, you were just meant to be famous.
I guess so.
I'm Michael Douglas and Matt Damon from the 2013 movie Behind the Candelabra, which is based on Scott Thorson's memoir from 1988. And to tell us all about it, Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Isn't it gas to hear Michael Douglas playing the part of Liberace and playing it so brilliantly? The whole film, it was a passion project for Steven Soderbergh, because he had wanted to do it for so long. It was the whole story of Scott Thorson, a young bisexual man raised in foster homes and introduced to the flamboyant entertainment giant Liberace. And suddenly they're in a romantic relationship, and Scott becomes used to all the excesses, the furs, the gold, the watches, the cars. And then Liberace starts getting him to have makeovers, including plastic surgery. The guy is only 20, and suddenly he's having plastic surgery, and kind of to end up looking like Liberace. So it all gets a little bit weird.
Yeah.
And Liberace is very controlling, very closeted, and as a result, doesn't want to socialize. So it's a really intense film about, there's a nasty streak running through it, but it's so brilliantly told by the two leads, by Michael Douglas and by Matt Damon as Scott Thorson.
Now, going back to the truth of all of this and the memoir by Scott Thorson, I presume that when that came out in 1988, it must have been maybe a shocking memoir about Liberace, because he did contrive, as you say, he was well closeted. He didn't necessarily admit that he was gay.
No, and he was very ashamed of it. And a lot of it was to do with his mother and his relationship, his incredibly unhealthy relationship with his mother, who's played by Debbie Reynolds in the film in her last screen appearance. But all sorts of people wanted to jump on board. Warren Beatty had planned to make a version of it with Robin Williams as Liberace and Justin Timberlake as Scott Thorson. But then Steven Soderbergh, he was making the film that went on to win him the Oscar for Best Film, Traffic, back in 2000. And he approached Mike.
Oh, we seem to have a little connection problem.
Couldn't figure out how he was going to do it.
Yeah, Bill, you're breaking up a little bit. What I'll do is I'll get you to introduce the second clip, and then we'll resume our conversation. And while that clip is playing, we'll try to restore your line. But this second clip, what are we going to hear?
The second clip is where the relationship starts to turn sour, and Scott Thorson starts demanding that he needs to be given some freedom rather than suffocated.
Why can't we see people?
What are you talking about? I just took you to the Jim Namers, Dom DeLuise concert.
Yeah, that was one time.
Scott, I'm tired. You know, I work all night. This is not.
I know, but you don't even let me go out by myself.
Why?
I don't know. Just to go out and see people and talk to them and just for a break.
A break from me? Why
no,
do you need
I don't need a break. I mean for you to come with me. God, I can't say anything right.
No, please, don't be unhappy. I can't stand it when you have a face like that. especially after the money I've paid for it.
Oh, no, you want it back?
You want me to invite Charo for brunch again? You liked her.
Yeah, I like her fine, but...
But what is it with you? It's never enough. What more can I give?
Look, I'm not... I'm happy, okay? I am. It's just... You have to try to understand... Being somebody's boyfriend, this is not exactly the life that I had planned for myself, you know?
And that's kind of sad, you know, being controlled by Liberace and Scott Thorson had, you know, he wanted a life outside the confines of Liberace's home. So, Bill, getting this onto the screen, Soderbergh had ambitions to do it for a while. What was Hollywood's attitude to doing a movie like this?
Well, it's funny, but Hollywood thought it was too gay and they just did not want to give it. And this is after Brokeback Mountain, which came out in 2005, and they just would not put the money up. Nobody would. And I think really Steven Soderbergh's great coup de grace was to bring Jerry Weintraub on board as the executive producer, because then they were able to shake down HBO. Jerry Weintraub, legendary concert promoter, who had Led Zeppelin, Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra on his books. And he had become an executive producer in television. And he was just a Rottweiler. So he went out and found the money. And HBO gave them the money. Mm. And 23 million they needed to make it happen back in 2012. And the whole thing of while they were waiting to make it and while they were waiting to raise the money, Michael Douglas was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer. And so then they decided to hold everything until he was recovered. And so bringing it to the screen was such a difficult thing for them to do. But when they got it to the screen and they got it to HBO, it was decided to give it a cinema release in Europe, which qualified it for the Cannes Film Festival. And it went, and it was in contention for the Palme d'Or. And people absolutely loved it. It got rave reviews. And the press adored it. The press reaction was really warm. They had used all sorts of locations to capture the opulence of Liberace's life. They used Zsa Gabor's mansion in Bel Air. Siegfried and Roy's mansion in Las Vegas, and also Liberace's West Hollywood penthouse, which had become an office. But they went and spoke to the people who moved out and allowed them to redecorate it as Liberace had it, and then they shot it, and then they returned it to the office. So there was a lot of shenanigans going on in the background to just make this happen, to make this film happen, because it's really important that the story was told, because it was a side of Hollywood that never gets to be.
Now, Scott Thorson was paid a fee for his contribution to help make the movie. How much was he paid and how did he fare?
He was paid, according to the New York Times, less than $100,000. And that's very little for a film that's so heavily based on a book. He was paid less than $100,000, and within 2 months, he had blown it all on watches and cars. Like, he was still a very young man at that stage. And he's today, like, he's only in his 50s, you know? So it's quite weird that you can see somebody's story so clearly told on screen and that they get such poor recompense for it. But Matt Damon inhabited the role brilliantly, and there were so many jokes, because when it came to awards time, Michael Douglas was cleaning up. Like, he won the Golden Globe, the Emmy, the SAG Award. And in all of his acceptance speeches, he said he couldn't have done it without Matt Damon, obviously. But he made sexual references in every speech and brought the house down, because they were very risque and not at all associated with Michael Douglas. But Michael Douglas just did it, and the camera would be on Matt Damon, who would be mortified by the sort of things Michael Douglas was saying. But the critical fallout was really strong. And to this day, people love Behind the Candelabra, because it tells a story seldom told. It lifts a lid that we, you know, an unsavory side of celebrity and an unsavory side of that level of narcissism that Liberace really had.
Finally, Bill, this is a 2013 movie. It's relatively recent. But I'm just thinking that in these woke days in which we now live, would it be possible for straight actors to get these parts?
Not really, especially to play them in the way that they play them quite sexually, explicitly in this one. Although, to be fair, in Rocket Man, Taron Egerton did an amazing job playing Elton John. And that was played with the full sexual reference as well. So there's a really fine line. It's a decision that the producers of these films have to make early on in the development phase. And they have to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And if they're going to use gay actors. When you have the recent example of The Boys in the Band, where an entirely gay out A-list group of actors recreate a film that was made in the 60s where it was all straight actors playing gay, apart from one key person in the cast. And it's a funny debate to be had.
All right. Behind the Candelabra, starring Michael Douglas, particularly, and Matt Damon as his lover. Great movie and well worth a watch. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.